You all are fortunate this morning because we have a baptism. I will give a Spark Notes version of my delightfully insightful homily. The key phrase is this: just because you have left Egypt, it doesn't mean that your journey is over. I'll explain what that means as we go along, but hold on to that phrase. The themes of trust and vigilance, rather trust expressed through vigilance, through perseverant vigilance, is the themes for our reading this week. And the Exodus story is the perfect example, the perfect foil, you could say, for unraveling the clues to understand this spiritual truth. You see, because the Exodus story, with its ups and downs, maps on really well to our own faith life, as I'll explore later. Because our first reading from the Book of Wisdom explores, it's a book that was written about 100 years or 200 years before Christ's birth, and so a good 1,000 years after the events that took place at the Exodus. But it looks back from the perspective of God's providence, how God has been shaping this community and guiding them along the way. And so God commands the people to perform a sacrifice of a lamb, to smear its blood on the doorposts and the lintel of their house, and then to roast and eat its flesh with loins girded and staff in hand, ready to flee at any moment. You see, because the actions of this night that the Israelites perform, combined with the destroyer angel who goes through the city wiping out every firstborn male, is a strong incentive to be ready to flee at any moment, right? It's a very provocative act, both on the Israelites' part, by doing all of these sacrifices of lambs, which were highly revered in the Egyptian culture. Their biggest god, the equivalent of Zeus, had the head of a ram, and that's part of why we have Aries, the month of Aries, in our astrological calendar, which has the head of a ram. And so God designed this night to provide the maximum amount of humiliation for his enemies, the Egyptians, and glory for his firstborn son, Israel. And so it's no wonder that the Hebrews were commanded to be ready to eat, to eat and then to flee at any moment, because the enemy could be upon them, and they needed to be vigilant. Because in their moment of fear, although they didn't know how it would all work out, they had this sure knowledge, this faith, this trust in God's promises to them, that he would lead them out of Egypt with arm outstretched and power in his hand. And so they performed this sacrifice. They smeared the blood on their doorposts and lintel, and then they fled into the wilderness at God's command. And this vigilant attitude of trust is really what we as Christians want to be exhibiting in our daily lives. You see, because it continued all the way through the Red Sea, where they definitively escaped the hands of Pharaoh and his army. But as I said at the beginning, just because they left Egypt didn't mean that their journey was over. If you look anywhere past the book of Exodus, I mean, yeah, starting, like literally, Exodus 15 is where they sing like this awesome glory song, like, "Lord, you have given us victory." And then in Exodus 16, they're already complaining about bread and water and how they don't have any of it in the desert. And you're kind of like, what? How? How have you forgotten so soon the glory of God and what he has done for you? But even though they'd left Egypt physically, they still clung to Egypt spiritually. They still longed for what they had in Egypt, basically food and water, to last them in eternity. Even if it meant the stings of the whips and the harsh labor, somehow they had been okay with that, or so they thought. So throughout the next generation, even though the people of God would enter the promised land under Joshua, Moses' words would continue to call them to vigilance. "See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Choose life that you and your descendants may live." So as I said at the beginning, our life of faith really maps on incredibly well to this story in Exodus. Because our journey out of Egypt began for many of us during infancy. It begins today for one of our members, It's when we are taken to the font by our parents and our godparents. And no, I actually completely forgot that I was baptizing you today, Scarlett Olivia. But these readings just happen to match that well. God's providence is good. So we were brought through the waters of the Red Sea in our own baptism. We were redeemed by the sacrifice of a lamb, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, who opens the way for us to journey to the promised land, heaven. Our parents and our godparents expressed their trust in God's providence for us by bringing us to the sacrament of baptism. But as I said, just because we leave Egypt, just because we are baptized, it doesn't mean our journey is over. Because this life often acts like the desert that the Egyptians struggled and were tested to get through. It irritates us, it frustrates us, it lulls us into a false sense of security. We might even be tempted to give up the journey altogether. Those of us who have had periods of our lives where we've fallen away from the faith and we've come back know that that temptation is real, just to give up the journey, because life of faith is really hard at times. But in these times, most especially, we show our trust in God by remaining vigilant, by paying attention to those moments where he might be working, those moments where he might be leading us closer to the promised land, and we might not even be aware of it. So we have left Egypt. Today, Scarlett Olivia leaves Egypt. But the night is far from over. In our life of faith, we show that we love and we trust God's plan when we follow his commands and we listen for his voice to show us the right path. We remain vigilant when we perform our daily duties with joy. When we come to prayer, to this place especially, with hearts open and ready to listen. Because truth be told, we don't know quite when the Master is coming, either at the end of our lives or at the world's end to bring the kingdom of God to fulfillment. And apparently what I'm saying is very unpleasing to certain members of our audience. But whether or not you like it, with loins girded and with lamps lit, we have the opportunity each and every day to leave the Egypt of our hearts and to never turn back until we reach the promised land.